Hello, everybody. My name is Troy Nelson. I am in the KEXP live room, and this is where we broadcast live in Seattle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 90.3 FM. We stream all over the world at kexp.org. You may listen to us on the KEXP app as well. And in studios like this are only made possible with your support. So thank you for supporting KEXP so we can bring you these one-of-a-kind in-studio performances. And I have been waiting for this for quite some time. I'm very excited to have Glasser here in the KEXP studios. And Glasser, if you're all set, take it away.
Thank you.
Amazing. You're listening to Glasser live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
Thank you.
Wow. You're listening to Glasser live here on 90.3 KEXP.
Exercise. Despite
Beautiful. That is Glasser live here on KEXP. The new album is called Crux, and we love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. You just sent me to a different planet right there. I'm just kind of coming back.
Yeah.
Just for our listeners, there's only two people in this room. Well, two musicians. There's lots of camera people. But two musicians, and there's several instruments I've never seen in my life in all the years of music. What is going on here? Wow, it's such a fantastic voice. Obviously, it's taken you all over the world. And we got to talk about Robbie's talent, too.
Robbie,
what's
where
going
would I
on?
Be without Robbie?
I'm like, is there anything he cannot do? I mean,
let's not find out.
I don't even know what kind of flutes those are. There's like a digital one. There's an analog one. There's one that looks like what I thought was a saxophone, but apparently it's a flute. And then he walks over to the piano and I was astounded.
Yeah, he's something.
How did you two find each other?
We met through another musician, Hisham Barucha, who's in a band called Kill Altars in Brooklyn. And he's also a fantastic person and artist. And I asked him if he knew anyone who played flute. This is like 2016 around. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was pre-Trump. It was pre-Trump 2016.
PT.
Yeah.
But then I mostly ended up playing the miniature medieval pipe organ.
That's right. That's right. He plays a thing called a portative organ that is really, I mean, yeah. So we met each other. He was like, oh, I know exactly who you should meet. And now we're like very, very close friends. And we're doing this. Awesome. And I'm so lucky to have him.
Love it. Well, speaking of the new album, the music video for the song Easy. Okay, so how did you find someone that could do all those jet ski stunts? I have to know.
Oh, well, that was me.
Oh, the whole time?
Yeah.
It was you.
That's me. I've been doing for 10 years.
That's why you haven't put an album out, because you've been learning how to backflip.
I was learning how to do a big old flip on a jet ski. That's what I was doing, seriously.
I believe you. I mean, it's kind of worth it.
Right?
Jet skis are
amazing.
The
video turned out pretty good.
Yeah, well, good job. I commend you on that. But now you're back to music?
Now I'm back to music. Okay. Actually, this is kind of the second show for Crux, and I have to admit, I was kind of nervous.
Yeah?
I was. Yeah. I haven't really been doing this. I just did something else in LA. We did something else in LA. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a very different thing to be out there again doing songs and in front of people. And mm-hmm. yeah.
So going back yeah. to the beginnings, your parents were involved with music in one way or another, and mm-hmm. you started to find your way into music through electronic music. And yeah. I'm curious mm-hmm. who those electronic artists were that helped you find your path.
Oh, I mean, actually, well, there were lots of electronic artists that helped me find my path, but truly, I wanted to be in a rock band. Mm-hmm. And so I found electronic music out of pure frustration at that, like, every boy that I knew would not let me be in their band.
How rude.
I know. So I didn't really intend to be an electronic musician, but it was where my language was, mm-hmm. like, most naturally. And, I just, you know, I was given GarageBand, and thank God, because it saved me. It mm-hmm. like saved me from, I don't know, the toil of maybe not doing music. Whatever it was, I would have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. I want to talk about this. One time you played a show in San Diego. And afterwards, you went to the bar and you swore you saw Laurie Anderson.
Yeah.
And so you asked the guy sitting next to you at the bar if it was her, and he goes, "I'm her bass player."
He was like, "It is, and I'm her bass player." He was Icelandic. His name's Skúli.
Skúli.
Yeah, he was like, I was like, I went to the bar and I was like, "Oh, is that Laurie Anderson?" Just to the next person. And he was like, "It is, and I'm her bass player."
That's amazing. You were yeah. 1 degree from Laurie Anderson.
Yeah, and now we have the same management. So.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
It's like serendipitous.
It, yeah.
It's
come. I love Laurie's music.
Yeah.
I love all kinds of things she does.
Yes. Yeah. What an artist.
What an incredible artist.
Yeah. What does Meredith Monk mean to you?
Oh, so much. Incredible. Liberation.
Mm-hmm.
Just vocal liberation. Mm-hmm. I love what she did.
Yeah.
And is doing.
Well, you and I have something in common. Speaking of electronic music and finding exactly. our way, when I was young, one of my first inspirations was Aphex Twin, and we both have had an experience.
I love Aphex Twin, of
yeah.
course.
What yeah. brought you into that wild world?
Well, I was like friends in high school who were fellow music nerds being like, "Check this out." You know, you couldn't find out about things as easily mm-hmm. when I was a teenager. So you just had to like rely on someone's older brother or sister to like say, "This is a thing."
Yeah.
Or if they didn't, if they were gatekeepy, then you had to like sneak into their room and
totally
steal it.
Yeah. I had no idea who he was. I was interning in New York City mm-hmm. at Matador Records in like 1999.
Really?
And I was interning there, making a whopping $6 a day, not an hour.
Oh, wow.
A day. It didn't even get me home.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But they called me. They're like, "Hey," and it was a VCR tape. That's how long ago it was. Mm. They're like, "Hey, we have the new Aphex Twin video for this song, Window Licker. We're all going to go watch it."
Man.
And so all of us gathered in this room. They shut off all the lights. And I was like, "Where am I? What?" Because I'm from a small town in the Midwest. And here I am in New York City watching an Aphex Twin video in yeah. the Matador offices.
Window Licker, no less.
Yeah, exactly. It freaked me out and intrigued me all at the same time.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
The coolest.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I was talking about your music video with all your jet ski acrobatics.
Yes.
And also your video from about 10 years ago for Mirage. Is that
Mirage?
Yeah. It had a black and white checkered floor and these red walls. Of course, it looked kind of like the Red Room from Twin Peaks. Mm-hmm. Was that purposeful? Are you
yeah,
inspired
I'm a fan.
By
it? Actually, the director chose all the things in there, and the walls were like a rainbow gradient.
Mm-hmm.
So not just red, but yeah, it was like the Red Lodge goes psychedelic, even cool. into a happy psychedelic place, not like a sad Bob world.
Yeah. Love it. Well, I'm so glad that you brought us this new album, Crux. And is there anything else that you want to say to everybody? What should people do? How can people stay in touch with you?
I hope people laugh every day and get to eat nice food and don't have to suffer. I don't know. But if they want to listen to my record, I don't know. Because, you know, these days it's all about these darn numbers.
I know.
And I really prefer the sound quality of Apple, but I also...
Or seeing me live.
But also, you know, you can get the CD, you can get the vinyl, but Spotify, you know, also helps me. So I just say, I hope that people listen and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vinyl people, yeah, I'm one of them.
Vinyl people, yeah. You're a vinyl person?
I mean, sure.
You know what? I'm not. Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful to, like, love a thing, especially materials. I really love certain materials, but... Mm-hmm. I've moved enough times that I really hate vinyl now.
Yeah, moving and vinyl don't mix.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, once again, thank you so much, both of you, for taking the time to do this. What a transportive experience that was. And beautiful, beautiful music. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Once again, this has been Glasser, live on KEXP Seattle.